Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with the news that the club's players have been charged with the Football Association for failing to ensure its players conducted themselves in an orderly fashion as they lost 2-0 to Liverpool on Sunday. The charge relates to an incident where United players confronted referee Craig Pawson after he had initially allowed a goal by Liverpool's Roberto Firmino. The video assistant referee ruled out the goal for a foul by Virgil van Dijk on keeper David De Gea in the build-up. United have until Thursday to respond. The incident, which happened in the 26th minute, saw De Gea butts for his protest to Pawson. We'll have an update in due course of whether the club appeal or not. Into other news, Manchester United have reported they made contact with AC Milan over a potential transfer for Krzysztof Piątek. The Poland international isn't having the best season in the San Siro, despite bursting onto the scene last season as one of the most deadliest finishers in Europe. There's certainly room for improvement at Manchester United. The injury to Marcus Rashford now, of course, means that Solskjaer could be in the market for a new striker. The Athletic's David Ornstein claims Milan would either allow Piątek to leave on loan or on a permanent deal worth around €35 million, though any loan would likely involve an obligation to buy. Moving on then into other news now, and with midfielder Bruno Fernandes, talks between the two have collapsed according to reports. Fernandes has emerged as a primary winter target as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer seeks mid-season reinforcements, but United have been left baffled by Sporting's reported decision to raise Fernandes' value slightly during negotiations. Now Portuguese channel TVI24 insists that the latest updates are that Sporting have moved the gateposts and are now hoping to try and get more money out of United, mainly probably due to their desperation for reinforcements.